This is Jonathan Modi, and I'm a spokesperson for the Oregon Health Authority.
Thank you so much for a minute of your time, Jonathan. I know you guys are real busy. I wanted to ask about COVID-19 and smoking, if there are any like added concerns for smokers during this virus outbreak.
Yeah, there are added concerns for smokers during this COVID-19 outbreak. You know, according to the World Health Organization, smokers are likely to be more vulnerable to COVID-19 since the act of smoking means fingers and possibly contaminated cigarettes are in contact with lips. That increases the possibility of transmission of the virus from hand to mouth. So, you know, those concerns about contaminated surfaces. You know, smokers may also already have lung disease or reduced lung capacity, which would greatly increase their risk of serious illness. And, you know, smoking products such as hookahs or water pipes, that involves the sharing of mouthpieces and, you know, hoses for those water pipes, which could facilitate the transmission of COVID-19 in communal or social settings. And, you know, any conditions that increase oxygen needs or reduce the ability of the body to use it properly can put a person at higher risk of serious lung conditions such as pneumonia. So it is a concern, an elevated concern, a higher risk potentially for people who smoke.
The other thing I wanted to ask, Jonathan, is those who are trying to quit smoking or quit, you know, vaping during this pandemic, are there any tips or advice for folks to try to smoke less or quit right now if they're kind of staying at home?
Yeah, you know, first of all, let me just say that, you know, we know that this is a very stressful time for everyone. It's very concerning. We have a statewide, we have, you know, stay-at-home orders. You know, if you're sick, stay home, don't go to school, you know, avoid settings where there are, you know, groups of people, stay 6 feet apart from people. And that's all great advice, but it's a stressful time, no doubt. And so sometimes it can be very hard for people who smoke to quit. We recognize that. But, you know, this is a disease, this illness, this virus is a disease that if people do smoke, they are at higher risk of having severe illness if they do get this disease. So now, while it is a stressful time, it's actually also the most important time to see about quitting. There are resources available to people. 1-800-QUIT-NOW is the state quit line. You know, once you sign up with the quit line, you can talk or chat online with an expert quit coach who, you know, who does understand, knows what you're going through and can help you make a quit plan that works for you. There are other resources available. You know, there's resources such as nicotine patches and gum, things like that. So it really, now is really the best time to do it. It's a great time to start that process. You'll feel better in the long run. Just your health will improve, your heart rate improves, and there are all kinds of, just an assortment of benefits to quitting tobacco.
Sounds great, Jonathan. Thank you again for a minute of your time today. You know, I say a lot of the questions that we've been getting from folks, at least I've been talking to a couple of people, and they keep asking, well, you know, we keep hearing about the underlying medical conditions and what are those, and not revealing that information due to patient privacy and that kind of thing. And so I've been kind of circling around the smoking idea, and I appreciate you taking a minute to talk about that.